This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The Ministry of Health and Wellness announces it's moving to amend the Mental Health Act. More than 20,000 people turned out for the CIBC Walk for the Cure. Senator John King is urging better communication after a WeGathering disruption. A disabilities advocate is calling for more inclusive education ahead of a major regional conference. And Barbadians will pay less for gas and diesel this month, but kerosene and bottled gas prices are going up, or have gone up. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Minister of State in the Ministry of Health and Wellness, Davidson Ishmael, has announced the ministry's proposal to amend the Mental Health Act of 1985. Addressing the launch of Mental Health Month at New Dimensions Ministries yesterday, Mr. Ishmael said that the previous legislation was restricted to patients in a mental health institution. However, the new legislation is more focused on the rights of the patient. He outlined the plan to offer patients more control of their evaluations and to include more support services.
The proposed new legislation will also aim to guarantee that assessments and treatments are provided to each individual with minimal restrictions while promoting their recovery and safeguarding their individual rights. These principles are really posited on the availability of vibrant communities that support inclusion and participation in all aspects of social life and strongly discourages discrimination and exclusion. Hospitalization in this scenario is only recommended for difficult to manage or complex cases that may require 24-hour medical intervention with the view of stabilizing for discharge or continuation of care in outpatient and primary care health settings. Providing persons with rights to consent for treatment, confidentiality, and access to mental health care services in a setting that is most conducive to early recovery is therefore paramount.
He also called for early community intervention, noting that timely support can reduce the need for specialized care.
The demand for this service, with referrals from various sectors and individuals seeking help for young persons who, in their opinion, cannot be assisted in their communities, far outstrips our capacity. This reinforces the need for early interventions and appropriate support within the community that will decrease the need for specialized inpatient care for our children and our adolescents. Supporting mental well-being together is a call to all communities in all sectors of daily life to prioritize and to contribute to the health of each community member, irrespective of age, irrespective of economic background, irrespective of their race.
Minister of State in the Ministry of Health and Wellness, Davidson Ishmael. Warren St. Michael was transformed into a sea of pink as thousands of Barbadians took to the streets in support of the CIBC Walk for the Cure, raising awareness and funds for breast cancer. The event, which has raised over 1 million Barbados dollars over the years, drew a massive turnout, including President Dame Sandra Mason, walkers, runners, skaters, and even last-minute supporters who bought shirts on site. Medical coordinator for the Barbados Cancer Society's breast screening program, Dr. Shirley Jagru, described the turnout as one of the largest ever, with more than 20,000 people participating.
Comparing it with previous years, I'm pretty sure we like about 28,000, 29,000 people. I'm really ecstatic about that. And I know a lot more t-shirts were sold. Everybody in Barbados has been touched by someone who's had breast cancer. And yesterday we saw in Sheraton when we were there, a lady turned up who's a 30-year survivor. You know, years ago we used to see stage 4 and that was all we saw. And people just looked at the breast cancer as there was no life after, it was a death sentence. There was a stigma attached to it. Thank God all that is gone.
Medical coordinator of the Barbados Cancer Society's breast screening program, Dr. Shirley Jagru. Director of the WeGathering 2025 Secretariat, Senator John King, is urging parish organizing committees to improve communication with community groups after a viral incident disrupted one of the celebrations. A video widely shared online shows a road tennis tournament, part of the Christchurch WeGathering activities, hosted at the Garrison Savannah, being interrupted when the nets were removed by the president of the Garrison Historic Road Tennis Academy and Club. Senator King said the parish organizing committees are responsible for the hosting of events, and while he does not have all the details, he believes clearer dialogue could have prevented the conflict.
The one message that I would want to give to everyone involved is that communication is key. Communities cannot thrive unless people communicate. And I think this obviously is a case of miscommunication or no communication. But you need to communicate to resolve problems. And in certain more instances, to avoid unnecessary problems. This is, again, just an unfortunate incident that has found its way onto social media, which I believe could have been resolved in a completely different way.
Director of the We Gathering 2025 Secretariat, Senator John King. A disabilities advocate is calling for greater inclusion in education for people with disabilities as Barbados prepares to host the Caribbean Global Disability Conference from October 17th to 22nd. National Disabilities Advocate and Secretary of the Caribbean Disability Network, Janelle Odell, told VOB's Vision program that inclusive education remains a major challenge across the region, with gaps in learning opportunities often leading to high unemployment within the disabled community.
Persons with disabilities are most of the time at a disadvantage when it comes to education. Yes, there are schools that persons with disabilities attend, but most often than not, the curricula, they're not in place to aid persons with disabilities. Not enough teachers are trained to deal with persons with disabilities. And this leads to inequality on the job market after leaving school. And I know the past MP, Edmund Hinkson, always stated that 90% of persons with disabilities in Barbados are unemployed. And this stems a lot from the educational system because after leaving school, many persons with disabilities are not prepared or equipped to enter the job market because of the lack of inclusive education.
She said the conference will bring together regional experts to push for solutions and highlight the importance of access to all forms of education.
So this conference will look at the various pillars, that is early childhood education and primary inclusion. It looks at inclusive curricula, teacher training, assistive devices, because devices are extremely important when dealing with persons with disabilities. We also look at the role of technical and vocational training, because we need to accept the fact that not everybody is going to be inclined to academic teaching and learning. We're also going to look at regional alignment to come together and have similar policies, similar legislation, or what can be done to ensure that there's inclusive education throughout the region.
National Disabilities Advocate and Secretary of the Caribbean Disability Network, Janelle Odell. Education officer with responsibility for the school nutrition policy, Nicole Elliott, says the high cost of healthy foods can no longer be overlooked as it remains a major barrier for many parents. Speaking yesterday on VOB's radio program, Pause for Parenting, Elliott acknowledged that high prices of healthy food make it difficult for families to provide nutritious options for their children.
Persons will complain about the cost of trying to eat healthy. And I know that there are ways to do so on a budget, but it takes a lot of skill and a lot of time to be able to work that out. That is one of the things I try. Most times I run away from that question because I try to guide people into trying to figure out how to get those items at a good price. However, we can't run from it anymore. The price of some of the items, we really would love to have incentives for persons, especially parents who have young children, to be able to buy a variety of fruit. Because it's okay to say eat an apple, but we want them to have variety too and not just be consuming just the vitamins that are present in that apple, but we want them to be able to eat a variety of food so they can get a variety of vitamins and minerals from across the food groups.
Education officer with responsibility for the school nutrition policy, Nicole Elliott. Effective today, Barbadians will be paying less for gas and diesel. However, prices of kerosene and liquefied petroleum gas have increased. Gas will retain for $3.95 per liter, which is a decrease of 1 cent, while diesel will go down by 6 cents to $3.34 per liter. The price of kerosene has gone up by 21 cents, priced at $1.48 per liter, and the prices for liquefied petroleum gas will be $164.95 for the 100-pound cylinder. The 25-pound cylinder costs $46.34. The 22-pound cylinder, $40.94. And the 20-pound cylinder, $37.22. Recapping the headlines. The Ministry of Health and Wellness announces it's moving to amend the Mental Health Act. More than 20,000 people turn out for the CIBC Walk for the Cure. Senator John King urging better communication after a We Gathering disruption. A disabilities advocate calling for more inclusive education ahead of a major regional conference. And Barbadians will pay less for gas and diesel this month, but kerosene and bottle gas prices have gone up. That was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Taupin. Good morning.